When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Pamela wrote to us, hey, Ben and Kelly, would love your take on this. My sister-in-law has created Facebook personalities for her two dogs and her cat.
All right.
Her animals repeatedly friend request my son and my daughter, who are in their late teens.
That's impressive because they don't have opposable thumbs. So
exactly.
Well done.
My kids don't want to friend their aunt's pets because when they have in the past, she floods their walls with unintelligible animal speak posts about embarrassing childhood moments. My sister-in-law becomes upset when they won't accept her friend requests and sends them several unhappy animal speak messages a day.
Oh, wow.
My husband thinks our kids should humor his sister, but given her odd behavior, I don't blame him for not wanting to accept her pet's friend requests. I even feel the need to intervene on their behalf and explain to my sister-in-law that she's alienating her niece and her nephew. So what do you guys think?
Dull.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I have an Instagram page for my son, Fred.
But is Fred incessantly, like, sending Fred-like messages to people and making posts and demanding that everybody give him a follow?
I mean, no. In fact, he is not very great on actually keeping up with his social media following.
How many followers does he have?
He has 77.
Oh, that's impressive.
And his last post was 4 days ago.
Oh, well, see, that's not bad.
But the post before that was April 30th.
Okay, so, that is not going to build your following.
Yeah, then the post before that was content. January 5th. So it's like, you know, about every 4 to 5 months, Fred will post. Maybe it just takes him that long to find the perfect photo. And, you know, he's got paws and stuff like that, so he can't really work the phone like he should.
But. And he's probably busy outliving his life, you know. Sometimes you just forget to post.
Yeah. Can you mute them? Like, can you?
Is that
something you can do? Like, meaning, is it something where you? Granted, it's not just a random person that is messaging you. It is literally your aunt. It is your sister-in-law. Yeah. It is that person that you're gonna see more than just. On occasion. I mean, it's probably...
And she's monitoring it, and she's noticing if you're not, like, responding or interacting. And so, yeah, she's... So Pamela's thinking, okay, do I need to confront her, like, hey, back off a little bit?
Yeah, and how do I do that? Yeah. I get that. All right.
Because you don't want to rock the boat.
All right, well, let us know if, one, if you have a page for your pet, and...
How often do you post?
Because
do you have
maybe
the whole family interact.
Maybe my son Fred and your animal can be social media buddies.
You posting as Fred though? Like, are you saying like Fred is talking through the page?
It's not animal speak though.
Okay, but you've kind of created a persona for him though, and he's.
Yeah, I guess it is. It is kind of written in first person.
Okay. Well, I feel like you have to.
Yeah.
If you are going to the effort to create a page for the pet.
These are such dumb photos.
You post as if you're the pet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Freddy the Fatty Caddy if you are interested in Instagram and just seeing some of the posts. But the latest post was a 1989 meme, so there's...
Oh, well,
you know,
very on trend.
Fred is very on brand and on trend with the trends.
Absolutely.
He and his brother. So anyways, would love to hear your take on Pamela's situation, because honestly, I'm not... I don't know how to approach it, because to me, there's going to be an uncomfortable conversation between Pamela and her sister-in-law.
Yeah.
I mean, she can go through her husband, a.k.a. the sister-in-law's brother.
I think that's what, like, brother needs
but brother,
to get on board with
I was
going to
say, brother's
say
not
something.
On board.
I know he's not on board with that, but he needs to get on board because that's his family. At least maybe kind of come from the perspective. They're teenagers. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we're embarrassing parents, and it's kind of, you know, the same kind of thing.
So maybe.
Don't be offended if they're not interacting.
Right. All right. You could say that. What are your stories about something like this in your life? Would love to hear. And
we need your, if you have a page for your pet, we want to know the handle.
Yeah, we want to know that too.
Give them a follow.
All right. So 502-795-1997. That is our number. So Pamela having some issues with her sister-in-law's animals. They are social media influencers.
And they're pretty demanding.
And they're pushing, or at least the sister-in-law is pushing their pages on her kids, the family, et cetera. Pamela's kids don't want to friend them.
And they're teenagers.
Yeah, and her husband doesn't see the issue and thinks everyone should just humor her. So
she's like, what do I do?
What's she do? I do like this suggestion. Mallory texted in and said, I would just block her and then tell her they deleted their Facebook.
Oh, that might. Yes, I guess if they block her, then she can't see that they still have the Facebook page, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But do they? Are they notified that they've been blocked?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because when you block someone, on most social media, other than Twitter, Twitter's the only one that you can, I think, tell that you've been blocked.
Exactly. Like, but people know when they've been blocked on Twitter, but not on Facebook or Instagram.
Right. Most of the time, there's a sentence that says, you know, block this person. This person will not be notified that they are blocked or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. So that,
all right, that could be the way to do it.
That may be the way to do it for sure.
Now, we also have people wanting to follow your cat, Fred, on Instagram, because we also said, hey, if you got a page for your pet, tell us about it. We want to give it a follow. Stephanie says, I got an Instagram page from a dog's. We also have an Instagram page for our baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
I don't have them really interact with people, but I have people, I have followed people on their pages. It's at the dot brown doggies from our dogs.
Yeah, and Lily and Romeo. I just looked at it.
All right.
All their cute dogs.
And at the adventures of Wally for baby Yoda.
Oh, Wally. Wally.
I love it.
I love it. All right. That's good. You know, I still think there needs to probably be just one of those uncomfortable conversations. And you can start with it being, you know, in the joking sort of way, like, hey, all right, hey, you know, enough with the dogs trying to follow my kids. Like, they don't want to follow. It's fine, you know, and just kind of being maybe jokey about that. If she doesn't get the point, then, you know, you might have to try to at least convince your husband, hey, you're going to have to talk to her. Talk to your sister.
And I think, again, you can go with the whole, they're teenagers. So, you know, it's like the same thing. They don't want to be followed by their parents, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff like that. So it's kind of, you know, just embarrassing that their dogs or cats in the family want to interact with them all the time. You know, you understand. They're teenagers. You understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of say it like that.
Yeah, for sure. So, by the way, yes, it's Freddie the Fatty Catty. And
listen, your 77 followers are going to grow immensely after today.
There's a lot of pressure I'm going to now have to put on my daughters to create content for this fat boy.
You got
to
amp up your game if you're asking for followers, for sure.
He has 77 followers. I mean, listen, he is on the verge of getting a Purina endorsement. So,
oh, wow. Well, yes, think of the possibilities.
I know,
we're going
right?
to have to amp up the game more than just once every 4 months of content.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know.
For that's sure. Funny.
All right. So anyways, well, hey, good luck with that. I know it can be kind of frustrating, but I think probably the easiest way is you just got to have that conversation.
Yeah. If she's not getting like the passive aggressive hints you've been throwing down, then just kind of say, you know, blame it on the fact they're teenagers. And yeah, you know how.
Yeah, throw your kids under the bus. That's what it is. Yeah, do that.
They're teenagers.
Throw them under the bus.
I understand that.
All right. Thank you. Keep us posted.